This is Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Linda Steffen. No other wildlife species, it seems, causes such extremes of emotion as the wolf. Some people want to protect it at any cost. Others want to shoot the animal on sight. At the moment, wolves are listed as an endangered species, but they may soon be removed from federal protection. And as IPR's Bob Allen reports, it'll be up to the state to decide how to come to terms with a top predator.
Gray wolves returned to the Upper Peninsula more than 20 years ago. That was not cause for alarm at first. Larry Livermore manages the 35,000-acre Hiawatha Sportsman's Club, about an hour's drive west of the Mackinac Bridge.
People would see one, and they'd tell everybody. I'd people come in my office and tell me, oh, you couldn't believe it, I saw a wolf. And we'd write down where, and it was all, you know, oh, that's so cool, you know. There was no hatred of wolves.
But things have changed. More and more, sportsmen are convinced wolves are decimating the white-tailed deer herd. Last fall, only 15 bucks were taken from the 52 square miles of club property. A typical number is more like 40. And some longtime owners are giving up their memberships and selling their places because the deer hunting has become pathetic.
You have a whole bunch of honest, law-abiding citizens who have finally had enough and said, you don't care about us, you don't understand, and you don't care about our dilemma here, and so we will take it into our own hands. And that's happening. People who I never dreamed would say I would shoot a wolf are telling me that they will shoot one.
And in fact, in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, illegal wolf kills are spiking. Department of Natural Resources officials counted 15 last year, up from 7 the year before. That's out of a population close to 700. Brian Roll is not alarmed about it. He's the go-to wolf guy for the DNR in Marquette. He says if people were shooting as many wolves as they claim to be, it would be reducing overall numbers, and that's not happening. He expects the animal to come off the endangered species list later this year. And Roll says once federal protection is gone, people will feel like they can take some control back.
It's going to take away that moniker of, say, you know, sacred cow, for lack of better terms, because a lot of folks feel like they have no rights, that these wolves have all the rights and all the protection.
Roll says wolves have a minor impact on the deer herd, but they do cause problems for farmers by killing livestock. And in a few cases, wolves have gotten too close to people for comfort, like a few did last year in the town of Ironwood. Wildlife officials captured and killed those animals.
When you have wolves, you know, chasing dogs up on the porches, rooting through the garbage, standing in yards, laying in mowed portions of the lawn, with young kids going to school, all those things. Like I said, we didn't have any aggressive behaviors, but we sure weren't going to wait till we had that point to decide that something needed to be done.
DNR has a management plan ready to go once the wolf is removed from the endangered species list. But the plan doesn't include a hunting season. It does allow permits to kill wolves when they're putting a lot of pressure on deer. At a meeting in Marquette, some sportsmen's groups told the DNR they want a hunting season.
Because if we can get this animal delisted, make it a game animal, manage it like any other game animal, where in the last 100 years, no animal has gone extinct being managed as a game animal, then we're doing something for the resource, because the people that buy that tag or the ticket, the chance to get a tag, they're supporting that animal.
Sportsmen say if wolves are treated more like bears with limited harvests, the animals will have some value to people. But Nancy Warren says wolves have their own value on the landscape. She thinks people need to learn more about the animals and adjust their behavior. She points out that in Ironwood, residents were feeding deer in their backyards, and that also drew the wolves to town. Warren believes the number of deer killed is being exaggerated, and she says there's no need for a hunting season to knock down wolf numbers.
Science shows, research shows, that as we get more wolves in a tighter area, their territories become smaller, they control their own population.
In the summertime, Warren takes visitors out at night to howl with wolves on her property in the western Upper Peninsula. She agrees the state ought to be able to manage those few animals that cause problems, but she fears a return to the bad old days, when wolves were considered varmints, and those who hate them were free to put out poison bait or to shoot them on sight. Larry Livermore at the Hiawatha Club says those days already are here. He points out that a dead wolf was flung into the intersection near Engadine as a message that people are fed up. That's near where more than 100 people turn out to raise money for a man charged with illegally killing two wolves. He faces a stiff fine and a few months in jail and needs help with legal fees.
Do I agree with what he did? Yes, I do. We have a big wolf problem in here, and I have a lot of farmers that come in the feed store. And I had a farmer last week that lost a cow, a calf, in the agriculture, that paid him $300. And in the fall, that calf would have been worth, what, $600, $700? They gave him $300.
There's cold beer and hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill and an auction of donated items.
What do you got there, dear? A chair. A folding Adirondack chair. Yo! That's a $20 chair. I've got a $20 bid. I got a $20 and $25. I got a $20 bid and $25. I got $25? Got $25, $25 and $30.
John Troyer is a local contractor and taxidermist who helped organize the event. He says the wolf situation is out of control, and it's turning ordinary citizens into outlaws. Troyer says there's already frustration over a declining economy in the UP. Now this top predator, once exterminated, is back eating away at a tradition that people rely on to put meat in the freezer.
There's a reason why they had a bounty on these, however many years ago it was. And because there really is no place for the wolves in the UP. The deer have a hard enough time getting through winters, most winters.
But Brian Roll, with the DNR, doesn't see wholesale slaughter of wolves as a real threat. Because once the animal comes off the endangered species list, he says, no one is going to want to risk having to put it back on again. In the Upper Peninsula, for Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Bob Allen.